We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's check in on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Executive director of the Senior Bowl, 18 years as an NFL scout. Jim Nagy going to join us right now. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Jim, thanks for coming on, man. We're sitting here getting ready as it's off season, like the Miami Dolphins usually do, and we're starting to look, while everybody else is talking about great years, we're trying to figure out who we can get high in the draft. And we had to go to you because you're running the Senior Bowl. You're an 18-year NFL scout. Wanted to get your take on a couple quarterbacks, and you had some of the best ones in the country playing your Senior Bowl. If you don't mind running them down, what do you think of Daniel Jones, who ended up being your MVP? What's the word on him? How high can he go?
Yeah, Daniel's actually training for the draft down here in Mobile, Alabama with a friend of mine. So I know Daniel pretty well. He was just in our offices last week watching tape of the game, preparing for the combine, all that video stuff, chalk talk stuff they do with the coaches. But from just a physical traits perspective, he's probably the best one in the draft when you just everything total, size, athleticism, arm strength. He's got all those things, and then I think teams are also going to look at the pedigree at Duke with David Cutcliffe, and he's got a really good relationship with the Mannings. He's got all that going for him. And then you watch the Duke tape, and he just really didn't have the supporting cast. Protection was bad. He had one good receiver, but there's not a lot of NFL people around him. So, what he showed down at the Senior Bowl is that he can adapt. He really, the first couple of days were a little rocky, like they are for most of the quarterbacks.
Right.
They're learning how to take a snap from under center and spit out verbiage from John Gruden in a huddle. So, but he got better every day and really played well in the game. So, I think that's what he left Mobile on with good positive momentum because. He peaked in the game and showed that he can adapt and get better through the week.
Who did you like more, Drew Lock or Daniel Jones? It sounded like it went kind of back and forth during the week.
Yeah, they both bring different things to the table. I really like Drew's. I mean, Drew's got the arm talent that it's really hard to coach in the sense that I'm not going to compare him to Mahomes, but I think Mahomes is kind of the name on a lot of people's, in the front of people's minds right now coming off that MVP season. And when you watch Drew's tape, he can do a lot of the same things just in terms of making the, off-platform throws. And, he threw an underhand ball in the Senior Bowl game rolling to his right, which was pretty freaky. It was right in front of me on the sideline. And just to see a guy that can improvise and do those things, and he's got a cannon for an arm, I think there's a lot of teams that are going to be enamored with that. I think that, where it comes with Drew, it's going to be coming out of that Missouri system. You don't see a lot of full field progressions and those type of things that he's going to have to do at the next level. So that's really where the questions will come in from. But just from an arm talent standpoint, he's definitely got first-round talent. And, again, I went back and forth with those guys like a lot of people did during the week. And, that's why Oakland really wanted to have both of them on their team so they could see both guys go back and forth throw after throw.
Jim, what about Will Greer? Another guy that was there, quarterback, obviously. Maybe not as high up as Jones or Locke, but what did you think of Will Greer?
Yeah, Will's a really cool kid, and I've seen him for a long time when he was up at Florida, and obviously, he's going to do things with that Florida program, that he's going to take that program to the next level because they've had, Dan Quinn built really good defenses when he was there under Will Muschamp, and then McElwain came in and inherited a lot of those guys like, Keke Neal and Jared Davis, a lot of first-round talent came out of Florida. They just never had the quarterback. And I think Will would have been that guy. So I had some background with Will, but I hadn't seen him at West Virginia. And really the biggest thing for me with Will is the maturity off the field. I mean, the kid really has grown up. He's married. He's got a child. I think just from that standpoint, he's really ready to be a pro. A lot of times that stuff is, you can put too much stock into that stuff. But I really think spending a week with Will, He's really a grounded guy, and he's ready to be a pro, and he's ready to do all those things. So, yeah, from a pure Arntown standpoint, he's maybe not where those other two guys are, but definitely good enough to start in the league. He's another guy, got in the game, started the game for, the North team and marched him right down, touchdown on the opening drive.
Jim, I want to ask you, you've been a scout for a long time. You were a scout when it was a turnoff to have a 5'9 quarterback, and now he is the talk, offseason talk of everything, especially after his commitment to the NFL yesterday. Kyler Murray, what do you think? You've seen him a little bit. What do you think? What do your eyes tell you?
Yeah, here's what I'd say about Kyler. I didn't study him like a lot of the other quarterbacks because he wasn't eligible for the Senior Bowl, so I just didn't have enough time to spend on a guy that wasn't eligible for us. But like you said, he's going to have to reset the bar at that position at 5'9". I was in Seattle when I wasn't there when we drafted Russell Wilson. They drafted Russell Wilson. I was in Kansas City, but I did scout Russell. I went into Wisconsin that year, and he came in at 5'10" and 5'8", so just a hair under 5'11". And he really had to reset the bar from Drew Brees, who was at 6 foot. And now, Kyler's going to have to reset it a couple inches shorter. So, it took a lot of guts for the Seahawks to take Russell at the time with the 75th pick. And now the league's kind of trending that way. We'll see if anyone's comfortable when he measures in at the 5'9". And it's not so much the 5'9"s for me with Kyler. He's kind of a slighter built guy, whereas Russell was really thick and put together. He almost got a running back body. Kyler's a slighter guy, so durability is going to be a real concern. And then the other thing I keep going back to with Kyler is he played behind the best offensive line in college football this year. They won the Joe Moore Award,
right.
And sometimes those awards don't mean a lot. But in that case, they were by far the best offensive line I saw on tape this year. So he was sitting back there playing pitch and catch 90% of the time. It really was easy for him. So I think if you're an NFL team, you got to go back to the tape and you got to cut it off. You got to sort it by plays where, there was 6-man pressures and 5-man pressures and see what he did under duress, the type of throws that he's going to have to make as a pro because, most of the time he's just sitting back there in a clean pocket and a lot of guys can do that. So I think that's what I would be focusing on if I were an NFL team.
From everybody you talk to at the Senior Bowl, does it look to you Dwayne Haskins is clearly the first quarterback taken from Ohio State?
I wouldn't say clearly. I think there's a lot of love for Dwayne Haskins. He had, the one-year start. There's going to be people skeptical of the one-year starter thing. People that really adhere to the old Bill Parcells, three-year starter type of track record. They want to see a guy that plays more football. But he did have a great year. He is talented. He's another guy that I didn't spend a lot of time on myself just because he wasn't for our game. But, there's a lot of life for Dwayne Haskins. And I think that's why there was a lot of GMs that stayed over for the Senior Bowl game this year, which doesn't usually happen. A lot of guys wanted to see Daniel Jones and Drew Locke and, Jarrett Stidham and Will, because those guys, they want to see him in the game condition live just because it's such a tightly packed in group this year.
Jim Nagy joining us here, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, 18 years as an NFL scout as well. One thing I wanted to ask, what was the deepest position in your eyes at the Senior Bowl? We talk about the quarterbacks a lot, obviously, because we're going to probably need one down here in Miami, but just the deepest kind of position where you saw a lot of talent.
Yeah, it would be two spots. One would be the edge rush group, and I think across the board, even with the junior class, there's some really, Bosa and Rashawn Gary and guys like that, but we had Montez Sweat and Granderson from Wyoming and Jalen Ferguson from Louisiana Tech, who's the all-time sack leader. If you need edge rush help this year, it's a really good year. And then the offensive line group was unbelievable down here this year. I had multiple NFL people comment to me that the North team's offensive line was the best all-star game offensive line that they'd ever seen.
Wow.
And I went back and just watched the tape over the last 2 days of the North squad. And all 10 players, I think, are going to be starters in the league. Which is, again, I'm not saying anything about our rosters. My first year running the game, a lot of it just had to do with luck. There was just a really good offensive line group. But, going back over that tape, there's probably 6 or 7 guys that are going to be plug-and-play starters next year as rookies. And the other 3 or 4 are a little more developmental but have the talent to start, year 2, year 3.
Wow. We're looking for offensive linemen too, Jim. We're going, okay, we need a little help.
Everybody
there.
Is.
Yeah, everybody's looking for offensive linemen. Boy, you're not kidding. Hey, Jim, I wanted to ask you about a couple of safeties from the Miami Hurricanes, also down here with us, Johnson and Redwine. How'd they do?
Yeah, man, it was so great having those guys here. Jaquan was really good in the game. Like, just going back to that game tape, he was in the conversation for the South Team MVP that ended up going to Tyree Jackson, because Tyree led a late. The quarterback from Buffalo led a late scoring drive and threw a couple touchdowns, so he gave it to Tyree. But Jaquan had a bunch of tackles in the game. They really played him down in the box in the game. And, you know, just to see how he sees and processes things close to the line of scrimmage. And, again, he's not the biggest guy, but he plays big. So, you know, he was darting around and making a bunch of plays. And then they played Redwine. It was a lot of single-high safety, and he got some reps at corner during the week. So I think with Sheldrick, what's really going to appeal to teams is his ability to play multiple spots. You know, I think a lot of teams, I know, speaking to a lot of my friends in the league, a lot of teams have him on their board as a corner, which he hasn't played there in a couple of years.
Right.
But a lot of them have him up. You know, the teams that like the big, long-bodied corner that can get their hands on people and run with them, I think they see Sheldrick as a corner. And then I think a lot of people see him as a nickel, as an inside player. And there's a lot of teams that have him as a safety. So, again, that can only help him. A lot of times, you know, players will go into a draft and they really only fit for a handful of teams in the league. And they won't even, you know, they'll be way down on some boards just because they're not a position fit. I think where the value of Sheldrick and what's going to help him on draft day is that he fits for everybody.
Jim, can you just for a second here put your 18-year NFL scout hat on for a second? I need your help on this for a second. So I want to ask you, so you got a certain area. You look at a guy, team wants you to check a couple of guys out. You get a report. You turn it in to the general manager. You guys have a meeting. Tell me how that all works, how that comes about when you get your eye on a guy in a certain area that you like or you know the team needs that position.
Yeah, you know what will happen is every team cuts the country up a little bit differently, but usually it's five or six areas, and then they kind of cut it in half, east of the Mississippi, west of the Mississippi, with an over-the-top regional cross-check guy. So if you're an area scout, you go and you like a player, you'll see him first. You'll go in, out in fall camp in August and, you know, see a guy first, get into September, put a good, you know, stick your teeth and grade on a player, and then that'll get the over-the-top guy in. And then by the end of the fall, your college director will probably go through there. You know, the GM, if he's on a road trip, we'll go through the school. If not, he'll definitely watch him on the tape. So, really, it's such a collaborative effort nowadays. When I got into scouting, it was, you know, you might go into a draft and you might only have two or three sets of eyeballs on a player you take. And now, by the time the process is through, you've got coordinators and position coaches giving their input. And, you know, it's six or seven looks on a player. So, it's just a lot more thorough than it ever was.
You ever bring a guy back and you go, I love this guy, and have one of the coaches go, boy, you couldn't be more wrong. I there's something I don't like about him. Does that happen? Does that happen on order?
Oh, it happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens all the time, no question, in both ways. That's the interesting part of the process when you get the coaches involved is, you know, a lot of times the personnel department will have the board set a certain way, and then the coaches usually get brought in, you know, right around the combine. So I don't even know if the Dolphins coaches have looked at any tape yet. They'll probably start in, you know, these next couple of weeks or when they get back from Indy. But it goes both ways. You know, they'll bring the coaches in and they'll look at us like we're crazy as a scouting staff, and then they'll put their 2 cents in on players and they'll leave the room and we'll look at each other like, what were they looking at?
Right. So
it's just hammering out. You know, it's having those discussions, and you've got to have – you've got to be open. There's got to be an openness. There's got to be a willingness to kind of try to see each other's sides. And really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter which side is right. It's just, you know, get them right for the team. And, you know, a lot of times the scouting staff will be privy to some information from going out in the fall and really knowing the person a lot. And the coaches will just be, you know, looking strictly at tape. So a lot of times the personnel department's final grade is a lot of that character stuff bleeds into that, which it should. You know, it really should. So then when you tell the coaching staff, well, this is why we have him on the board, then it makes more sense to them. Okay, right. Well, if he's that, you know, if he's those things, then we get it. So
right. That's
usually how those things go.
Jim, just between me and you, how did our scout Dan Marino do up there at the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, how was Marino up there? Was he
taking
a big
notes?
Hit?
Was he taking
was
notes?
He overall?
Yeah, what was he doing?
You know, he's still such a draw down here. You see, there at one point in one of the practices, he and Elway were on the John Elway were on the sidelines talking together. And you wouldn't believe all the people walking the stadium, like pulling up on the sidelines right by them, taking pictures of those, you know, two of the top 5 or 10 quarterbacks of all time together. He's always a big draw. We love having him here. And that whole Dolphins staff, I'm telling you guys, I worked with Brian Flores in New England, and he's a close friend of mine. That was a slam dunk hire for the Dolphins.
Well, that's good stuff.
Nice
right
to
there.
Hear that.
Yeah. It is good to hear. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been great having you, Jim. Really appreciate you coming on, talking a little bit, not only the Senior Bowl experience, but all the stuff as a former scout. We really appreciate you coming on, talking about the Senior Bowl. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, I'll be more than happy to come on after that Dolphins draft if you need me.
All right, we may.
Don't
you
tell
know what,
our
you
producer
got,
that.
You got
what do
us
you mean?
So excited. We may have you on before, man.
That's
thank
right.
you, thank you, Jim.
All right, guys. Have a good morning.
All right.
Jim Nagy, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl, 18 seasons of an NFL scout, and a ringing endorsement for our new head coach down here. I like to hear that. That's good stuff.
By the way, you know what people forget? Marino and Elway, same year coming out as the top two quarterbacks back then coming out of high school. One on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. And the way it all turned out, it's been amazing right through the years. And
right.
Draft class, both baseball players, good baseball players. I think Elway's a little better baseball player than Marino.
Okay.
He might tell you differently.
But, I can imagine if I asked Danny that question, he would answer the exact opposite.
No question.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Join WQAM to run, climb, and challenge yourself in remembrance of the heroes of the MSD tragedy at the Parkland Equestrian Center. That's Saturday, February 23rd at 7:30 a.m. for the inaugural MSD Heroes Challenge, an obstacle course race for athletes of all skill levels and ages with a Heroes yoga class afterwards. All funds raised will go towards providing scholarships to emerging student leaders and to support the efforts of Stand With Parkland and other charities. Register now at 2019 MSD Heroes Challenge on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's February 23rd at 7:30 a.m.
One thing about the NFL, man, I said this early this morning, whether you hate it, you love it, some people, you know, don't like the way it's run, and people compare it to basketball, to football, or whatever, and I will tell you, nobody does it. Even the NBA, who's gotten a lot better in the offseason with free agency and what all their top guys are going to do. But the Kyler Murray thing is so good for football.
Yep.
Not good for baseball because they're getting ready to play, but
stinks for baseball.
Throwing this guy in, Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, a breakout year he had, and then seeing what's going to happen with that next group of quarterbacks. And by the way, I'm not saying Daniel Jones or Drew Lock might not go ahead of one of those guys. Hey, everybody might evaluate these guys different, and it's not like they listen to all the mock drafts or us or any radio show around the country. They're going to do their own evaluation and spend millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars on evaluating. Pro day, combine, everything. Jets, private jets are expensive to fly around and see all these guys.
Correct.
It's all part of the expenses of the NFL. So it will be fun to see how it breaks down for all these guys. I think Redwine playing both corner. I forgot he was a corner coming out of high school. He played both before moving over when he was asked to move to safety. I'm curious to see how that plays out and how much it helps him for people who want a little bigger. Some people like their safety. It's a new thing. Bigger safeties, bigger corners. So I'm curious to see how it all plays out. But he was great, man. Really appreciate him coming
on. By the way, I got a little special news about tomorrow morning.
What do you got?
Just confirmed.
What do you have?
Tomorrow morning in the 9 o'clock hour, we will have a little breakfast with Berrios.
Man, we haven't had
our old friend
time.
Is back in town.
He's back. Spent the year on IR.
I believe so, yes.
I don't think it was practice squad. I think it was IR.
Got
injured.
Yeah.
So he'll come in.
Yeah, just confirmed. He's got an appearance this weekend at Caneswear, and he wants to come in tomorrow, talk with us for a little bit. We'll promote the event for him. There'll be autographs and all kinds of stuff this weekend in Davie at Caneswear, and but we'll have a little breakfast with Berrios tomorrow morning.
Good.
You know what happens there? You got to buy him donuts. He only eats bad when he comes in here.
Did he bring the donuts up? Have donuts?
No, not yet, but it's going to come up. He just asked for he goes, make sure you give me the right address again. I think I gave him the wrong address last time.
All right. Well, listen, let's go ahead and check in. We got some time here. Got a lot of stuff going on. We've been all over the place this morning on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. There was something else I was going to tell you about that I didn't bring up, and I was listening. First of all, I have never seen a new football league get such a hall pass from the national media for what I consider to be bad football.
Yeah, it was pretty bad football, but it was football.
I know 3 million people watched it. Yep. And if you watch it, I get it because I watch some of it too. I get it. But they did do some things that were pretty cool. They got the sky judge to overrule calls.
Yep.
Right? No kickoff. I didn't know if anybody saw that.
Yeah, that's right.
They went out and they introduced everything before the game. They had Kurt Warner standing there and some other guys. No kickoff because that's been the biggest injury. Very open about it. No kickoff, no kickoff return, obviously. And then they talked about a bonus program for the players besides insurance for the whole family. Wanted to let everybody know it's the same deal as the NFL. But you can pick up bonus money for being active on social media and promoting the team and charity work.
Wow.
In your community.
Look at that. It's good stuff. That's good incentives right there.
Like you keep doing charity stuff as a player in whatever city, Salt Lake City, wherever all the teams are. I just blanked down on location. San Diego's got a team. Anyway,
Orlando.
Stay active in your community on your off time, and you can pick up more money.
Smart. Smart move by them.
So I just there were a few things, and obviously they want to be partners with the NFL.
Yeah, they want to be the minor league system.
They want to be the G League.
Yep,
as somebody said. They want
nobody wants to go to the G League.
They want to be the NBA G League where there's something because that's all you have. There's no European football anymore. NFL. There's all that stuff is
World Football League.
None of it. None of it's work. So anyway, what else we got coming in here?
All right. This is great. This is the first one that came in, and it's been a while since we even discussed this. It says, Hollywood also get upset when he doesn't receive flowers on Valentine's Day.
Sells are shots. We can't talk about that. I'm not doing that. Mm. I just thought it was funny. You gave away a $50 gift card.
Oh, we did, yeah.
Hoffman's Chocolates, which they got those strawberry chocolates. I had a couple the other night at Andy's pasta dinner.
Pretty good.
Yeah. And so, whatever, nice little thing for Valentine's Day if you have one. And if you're divorced or going through, we've had some guys say they're going through breakups and not interested except spend them on themselves. That's fine. But Hollywood wanted to give, what did he say, 30 for the wife
basically
and keep 20.
Get her like a $30 gift and then 20 bucks for him.
Actually made me laugh. Yeah.
I'm bringing Valentine's Day back for the men. We get neglected on that day. We're going to take it back.
You're going, what, reverse Me Too movement?
No, I just...
Oh. The Hollywood movement.
That the men should get something. A little leftover chocolates from the gift card is acceptable.
Hashtag him also.
I bet if you're... Yeah, if you're...
30-20 split is very reasonable. $30 gets you a lot of chocolate.
If your wife actually likes you, she'd probably let you, like, hey, I'm not going to eat all these. Yeah. Have some.
Like, look at this nice $50 thing of chocolate.
Yeah, but not half. Like, she's not going to give me half of it.
What are you saying?
And your honestly, wife, I would like my
what
own.
What are you saying? Your wife bullies most of the chocolates when they come home? And
she does like her chocolate, yes.
All right. Mm. What else you got coming in there?
Man, that just takes it to a whole new level right there.
It's not just a me thing. I'm looking out for all the men out there.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you
don't speak
you
for
represent
me.
So many men. I've always said that about you.
Out there. Yeah.
I represent everybody I know.
Someone said he was dying to, last guest, we were talking about Jim Nagy, dying to talk about B-Flow. You guys missed an opportunity. Well, what was he going to talk about, Brian Flores?
That's fine.
Outside of saying he was a good guy and a home run.
We can't have enough texting general managers. That's it's it. Good.
And then program the next text directors. Is, everyone said we hit a home run with Gase, too. Oops.
Let's wait and see. Yep. Wait and see.
This guy hasn't even coached an OTA yet.
I got a new saying I've been saying for the last month or two. Get him good players, and he'll be a better coach.
Okay. We're asking about different quarterbacks and stuff that goes, Dolphins are looking for a whole new team. Yeah, basically.
Not a whole new team.
No, a lot of
players. But, I mean, it's dogpiling. It's when you go 6-10, 7-9, the dogpiling does start, and I understand.
Yep. Murray is 5'9", 195 pounds. How is that slightly built?
Everybody has said it last night, and everybody's been talking about it. He is not a big physical guy. No matter what size he is, he's not 5'9", built like Russell Wilson.
Yeah. You're right. Murray looked like a rag doll against Bama a few times. Just wait till Sundays. All right, well, here.
Hey, you know what he brought up was a good point?
The Murray haters are out.
I'll tell you what. Nagy's best point that he made, Jim Nagy's point, how good that offensive line was at Oklahoma. We kind of forgot about There's been a 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. There's a little time to throw it till they played Alabama. Then yep. It went away. But everybody else, Alabama, Alabama's front line, all at Widow, those guys, all first-round picks.
Yes, basically.
Hey,
it's a good test.
He goes, damn, this is the first time I've had pressure. Is this what it looks like? You don't get this in a Big 12.
All right, our texting general manager has just texted in again and said you give up Xavier Howard and a first to San Francisco and you draft Haskins, period. Get your quarterback. So you want to give up our one and Xavier to get Haskins? 13 and Xavier for Haskins. Oh, it's making you think.
Ooh, I'm not big on giving the X-Man up, but... Mm. All right, you got me interested in
that. Okay, all right, I like that.
No, somebody thought it out.
Somebody didn't
just go make-believe world.
Nope. Here's a good text also. Good morning, Zach. When's Joe coming to Nova to start his coaching career? That's from the coach out there.
Is the coach still?
Yeah, he's texting every morning.
I didn't know that.
Every morning he texts.
You know what? I haven't decided, but I might be interested in that.
Are you going to have like a decision show like LeBron?
I have. It would be with you if I have one.
Well, you know which way I'm going to steer you. Yeah, I do think you should be the tight end coach. Stop messing around and move up for Haskins, someone said. Oh, here's a great one.
I think Haskins is going to be really good. I hope I'm not
Me
wrong.
Me too.
Because if
too.
I'm – yeah, I mean, he is pure passer.
Yeah, sure. Well, don't ask Stephen A. Smith that. I'll tell you, he's a runner. Way,
I noticed he took yesterday off. He didn't want to take – was that yesterday he took off? Like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
I think it was.
Somebody fed him bad info.
Oof.
I know that he's bigger. He can make all the requisite throws on the NFL level. He played for a big-time program at Ohio State.
Okay.
I just find him to be more of a runner than a thrower.
Oh.
I could be wrong about that, but that's what I find. I look at Kyler Murray.
You are wrong about that.
That just tells you he didn't watch it. He got busted on not watching college football, including Michigan, Ohio State, which I thought everybody watched. Because he was unbelievable in that game. He was... He got my attention against that Michigan D.
How about this one, Joe? If y'all get donuts for breakfast with Berrios tomorrow morning, don't let Hollywood get them because he thinks 40% of them belong to him.
You knew that was coming, right?
Of course.
You knew that was all going to come.
Yep. Not even a question at this point. Hashtag Hollywood ain't getting anything on Valentine's Day. Yeah.
I don't know.
The Him Too movement. Us Also movement. What is it?
I don't know. Enough of Hollywood, man. Mm. You just keep. Give me one more before we go to break here, will
you? All right, all caps. No quarterback in the first round, please.
All right. And that could be the take on the team. I'm not saying there isn't a good chance. I will say this, though. Have we learned, and do you agree, if it's not a quarterback, it's going to be an offensive lineman
or defense lineman. And what did Jim say?
It's going to be
two deepest positions.
It's going to be a big, big body. We got to take a quick break. We'll come in and check back on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line 56022. Back after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.